Smasher, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Bernard Cribbins.
"Kindest thing I could do for you," said Farmer Buzzard, "would be to knock you on the head." He stood in the stable, looking down into a shallow wooden box filled with straw, where his collie bitch, Kay, lay nursing her litter of newborn puppies. He was not talking to Kay, though she wagged at the sound of his voice. He was not talking to three of the four puppies, who were all black and white miniatures of their mother. He was talking to the fourth puppy. The fourth puppy looked nothing like the others. It was bigger, it was the colour of milky coffee, and it had a very large, blunt head with a wrinkled face. It looked, in short, like a freak. Farmer Buzzard bent down and picked up the fourth puppy in one large hand and held it in front of his face.
"Good job your eyes is closed, my son," he said to it, "because if you was to catch sight of yourself in a mirror, you'd have a fit, you would. I never seed anything so ugly in all my born days. You're not going to be no use to no one. I got to do away with you. I'll be doing you a favour."
As though she could understand his words, Kay whined softly.
All right," said Farmer Buzzard. "Keep 'em for now, old girl."
And he put the fourth puppy back with the rest and walked out of the stable. In the kitchen of the farmhouse, Mrs. Buzzard had breakfast ready. As some married couples do, the Buzzards looked strangely alike, so that they might have been taken for brother and sister. Both were tall and angular, with strong, curved noses, and strangers sometimes thought them well-named, so much did they put them in mind of a pair of big birds of prey. Oddly, Mrs. Buzzard had been a Miss Hawk before she got married. Now she said, as she had said every mealtime for the past 30 years,
"Wash your hands."
Farmer Buzzard washed them. As he stood drying them, he said,
"Kay's whelped."
"How many pups?"
asked Mrs. Buzzard.
4. "All right, are they?"
3 are. Look just like Kay.
"What's up with t'other?"
"Martha," said Farmer Buzzard solemnly, "he's the ugliest puppy you ever did see. Who the father of them is, I do not know, but to see this puppy, you'd think his dad was the Hound of the Baskervilles. I shall have to knock him on the head."